It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
What you say, brother? Just like the boat. All right, man. Yo, man, we got the boss out here. They're going to do a little rap, you know. They got, like, new brand fun, you know. So we got a...
You want me to do this again like I did last night? All right, let me get this cookie in my mouth. All right. Yo, one, two, okay. Three, four. Right? There we go. There we go. See? I can flow when I need to. You know? God, the Nuggets. I really want to like the Nuggets. But it's just... Oh, my God. So frustrating to me because I feel like they should be better. They've got a bunch of really unique sort of freak-like athletes on their team. And you can put that down. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's your karaoke song, isn't it?
Is that one?
Yeah.
Well.
I feel you're a man of many karaoke songs.
I mean,
I've done it
enough where I'm just, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, need to be karaoke.
I couldn't tell where he ended and you began for those vocals.
Well, the whole thing is you just never, once you've done that song like that at a karaoke, no one else wants to go. So, you know, you kind of really ruin the whole atmosphere when you pull it out every time. I mean, sometimes you got to pull it out. Sometimes if there's some people battling, I mean, you know, I've got some people who can sing a little bit.
That's one of you pull out, there's a couple people battling, and then you just mic drop when you walk off the stage.
Oh,
right?
just throw it over my shoulder, not even mic drop. See, everyone just wants to drop that thing. You got to throw it. So even if they wanted to try and pick it up, they couldn't pick it up because everyone knows it's over. Mic drop. Mic drop's only for people who are scared they don't want to break the mic. If something's good enough to mic drop, it's good enough to mic throw it over your shoulder and hit him in the head.
Bam!
Yep. Do you know what I call that?
What?
Dropping it bouquet style. Dropping it bouquet style over the back of my shoulder. Woo!
Do you wait for a group of people to, like, line up behind you, throw it, or just do it?
Oh, you know, they already should know.
Yeah.
I can't tell people everything. I can't tell people everything. Listen, people, I can't tell you everything just because I have all the answers. Listen, I can't give it all at once. I'm sorry. You know, it's the whole reason why, you know, all the masters, all the gurus and all the people sit up in a high mountain and they make it so difficult for you to go there, because if they sat in downtown Denver at, you know, Civic Center Park, everyone would be asking them and they couldn't get any sleep. Be terrible. That's why gurus live in high places. Don't you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing for the Getty. Getty lives in high places because if he was down on Commerce, if he was down at Civic Center Park walking around, people would want his autograph too.
And the Himalayas there, huh?
Well, just the high mountains in general. I mean, You have Tibet's a high mountain. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, there's Yetis. Hey, listen, you know, we know there's Yetis. Come on. Just between, come on. We know there's Yetis.
AKA Bigfoot?
Yeti, I should say. Yeti and Big Feet. Yes, there are Big Feet as well. There are Big Feet, but they don't want to see us. If they wanted to see us, they'd come down to the 16th Street Mall at lunchtime and shake hands.
Yeah.
But they're not campaigning for office.
No.
You know, they're not looking to kiss any babies. They're looking to go eat their berries and go on their merry way. Same thing with gurus. And I know all the answers. So I just can't be sitting here, you know, getting all these, you know, having people know everything all the time. All right? I'm sorry. You need to know when I'm throwing that mic. You need to know when I'm throwing that mic over my shoulder. I don't
know
where
you're next.
I mean, I don't know where it's going. Why are you asking me? I don't know where it's going. I mean, I've made every over my head basketball shot ever in my life. Do you know why? Because I just don't look. I just assume it goes in. And it always has.
Yeah.
I'm serious. They say Rocky. Okay. So Rocky is probably the best. Well, that's another one. Rocky's one of the best mascots.
Yeah.
Top five mascots probably in sports right now.
His twin is in Portland with Blaze.
Yeah, never heard of him. No, but so
look
probably
him up. They're like the same. They're like brothers.
If I have to go look him up, that's not a mascot. A mascot is Rocky. Rocky's on TV.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugga. You know?
Oh, yes, yes, Ugga. Yes, 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 yeah, yeah, yep.
Sorry. Ugga. The laziest mascot on earth. Him and Bevo. Do you know Bevo?
Yeah.
Bevo. Really?
Is that the...
Put in a word for me. Tell him that... come on our show.
I'm going up there this weekend to say hi. Hey, what's up, Bevo?
Yep, definitely. See, this is what happens. This is what happens to me. It's just my... all of a sudden, I just go off on a tangent, and there it was. What were you? I don't even remember what we were talking about. We were talking about something.
We were talking about Rocky.
We were talking about Rocky.
And behind the look baskets. No look baskets.
Yes, I make them all. It brings me back to actually the whole reason why people should go to Nuggets games. It's not for actually watching Rocky, but it's more for, you know, this team has a bunch of freak athletes on it, okay? You have Gallinari, who's easily 7 foot tall, who can shoot it from the outside and is very long and athletic. You have Moutier, who is again a very tall point guard who can, you know, is kind of the slasher. You have Jokic, who is, I mean, a young kid who is in the mode of, there's this new wave of Eastern European kids who are coming through. You know, Porzingis is coming through, and you have, you know, Nurkic is coming through, and you have Mozgov, and Jokic might be one of the best ones of the bunch. And I mean, he can do all the things inside and outside. Is he going to be as good a defender? Well, we'll see. You know, you got. Oh, what's his hay? The Manimal.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he's an energy guy, but he doesn't bring it all the time. And he's. I like him, but his attitude has changed since he's gotten his big contract and he's made the Olympic team and all that sort of thing, or made the NBA. I'm not, you know what I'm talking about, the U.S. national team. He didn't go into Olympics. He went and actually in a FIBA World Basketball title, which is, you know, hey, listen, when you're talking basketball titles, that's like the, you know, apples on one side, oranges on the other. I mean, one, you know, they're both equally important in a lot of basketball. So that's a nice gold medal to get there. But, you know, he's not as good a player as he probably thinks he is. I mean, you can't really run plays for him. He doesn't have an outside shot, so he's going to do that. He's going to hustle, but hustle, you know, doesn't give you, you know, the consistent points per game you need from a starter, and he makes starter money. So you have that problem. You know, you also, I mean, but that's the problem also is that's why they wanted to see Jokic and Nurkic together out there, and they were sitting Fareed for a while, is because they were hoping that they could find some more diverse scoring from that particular spot on the floor, and they just couldn't find it. They got to move Jokic back to center, which means Nurkic has to be, you know, gone, which is sad, but maybe you can get something for him. I mean, you have some shooters. You have Murray. You have Wilson Chandler can play a little bit. Will Barton can play a little bit. Score a lot of points. They score a lot of points, but it's the defense thing that's the problem, and I really want to get behind this team, but there's just not.
They've had a little streak going, but.
Well, they just, I don't know. I don't want to say that there's no one to love on the team. Cause there's no one that you wouldn't, you know, really, I mean, they're all lovable guys. I mean, they're not really, you know,
they're not big.
They're not the thuggets. They're not the thuggets that were, you know, going up against the Lakers and all that sort of thing. But, you know, they're certainly, you know, nice guys, but I mean, is this the problem? Is it the problem is that we are, you know, because there's so many, I mean, there are three starters. Is it three or four? We figured out four starters for the Nuggets are not from the United States. And in fact, you could start a whole lineup of the Nuggets without putting a U.S. American citizen on the floor. And is that sort of turning off Nuggets fans to this team? You know, is it weird? Because, you know, the, you know, and we can talk about this more on the other side, but the whole thing is, the whole series of thought is, do you get a couple superstars and do it the way that Cleveland does it and you break the blank bank and you pay all the luxury taxes? Or is it the other way? Do you find good players who can play great as a team and, you know, can get them and play good team basketball, and you're not really sure who, you know, takes the last shot because everyone can take the last shot sort of thing? And that's, you know, and the Nuggets go that way, but you gotta, you know, this is a team that's very, feels very like European basketball league. And I think that's kind of maybe one of the problems with the Nuggets here is it's just, there's not really, you know, listen, the one thing you can say about Carmelo is when he was here, he was a personality and you wanted to follow him, and he worked hard. He didn't always play, you know, he didn't always play defense and he didn't always rebound, you know, but he was definitely more team oriented here than he ever been at the Knicks.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that people just don't understand is that, you know, I mean, and that's why I don't hate Carmelo Anthony. He's a, he played his butt off for here. He just wanted his wife wanted to be in New York. And what's it got her? It got her a guest spot at the end of Lip Sync Battle with Kool Moe Dee and Chrissy Teigen. It's not even part of the real show. So that's what it gets you. Come on. You know, but there's two ways to go at it. You know, I want to get behind them, but let's see what happens there. It's going to be late in the game. We'll find out probably towards the end of the show what they're going to do. We'll be back after this on the Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
So far, we need it so far.